USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump will hold his first in-person event since contracting the coronavirus later today. The event is set to focus on law and order and will be held on the South Lawn of the White House. Attendees are being told to wear masks while on the White House grounds and will have to submit to a coronavirus screening before entering. Hurricane Delta is now a tropical storm after dumping more than a foot of rain on Louisiana. The storm made landfall Friday evening as a Category 2 hurricane, its powerful winds knocking out power to more than 700,000 homes in the state. The National Hurricane Center says flash flooding and tornadoes are possible as the storm continues inland this morning, and much of central Louisiana remains under a flash flood warning. The forecast shows the storm tracking through northeast Louisiana before moving into northern Mississippi and into the Tennessee Valley later today and Sunday. This is USA.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra-soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Hearings to confirm Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin Monday morning, and Republicans are preparing for her to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the court by later this month. USA Radio Network's John Clement has more.
The 48-year-old Judge Barrett from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has the potential to change the entire direction of the U.S. Supreme Court by replacing Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. Matt Staver, the Liberty Counsel, who has argued several cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, believes the Democrats will come out attacking the nominee.
They are diametrically opposed between the Ginsburg judicial activist philosophy and the constitutionalist originalist philosophy of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And that alone will ultimately affect some significant changes in decisions going forward.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge is blocking a decision by Texas Governor Greg Abbott that would have limited each county in the state to one ballot drop-off point for this year's election. In a 46-page decision, Judge Robert Pittman declared the rule would negatively impact voters, forcing absentee voters to travel farther, wait in longer lines, and open them up to exposure to coronavirus. Judge Pittman added that any confusion from the late change in the rules would be offset by expanded voting access. In tough times like these, one worker in Ohio finds it does pay to be nice. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
An Ohio mother decided to treat her three kids to McDonald's after football practice on September 22nd. The only problem, after she ordered, she realized she'd left her purse at home in a rush to be on time. Brittany Reed says cashier Wyatt Jones didn't hesitate, whipped out his card, and paid for the meal. Ms. Reed posted on a local Facebook page, hoping Wyatt's parents would see what a kind kid they raised. She learned he was saving to buy a car, started a GoFundMe page, and as of October 7th, raised nearly $35,000 from more than 2,000 donors. Happy travels, young man. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
And the American League Championship Series is set after the Tampa Bay Rays beat the New York Yankees 2-1 on Friday night in Game 5 of their divisional series. The Rays will meet the Houston Astros for the right to play in the World Series. The L.A. Dodgers and Atlanta Braves will square off in the National League Championship Series. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.